Boker Tov.
Today's daf is daf Gimel, the second tablet. And we were holding by Rabbi Natan. Huh? On the Gimel Amud Aleph. Third line. We're holding up to Tanya Rabbi Natan. So what we've seen so far is that we've had a three-position machlokas here in the Mishnah about Me'ematai Meskirin. Rabbi Eliezer holds we begin on the first day. Rabbi Yeshua holds we begin, it appears to be saying anyway, we begin on the last day. Question whether the last day means Shmini Atzeres, the last day means the seventh day of Sukkot. That actually Rashi changes his pirush from place to place, and indeed many of the Achronim point that out. But as we'll see today, it really isn't it isn't a problem. And then we had the final Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, which comes in at the end of the Mishnah, and says, well, it's actually midday, after Musaf, after the Haskar of the Shatz, Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, that's when we will start being Maskir the Gishami. Then we had additional Shitas that on the surface sounded rather offbeat. In the Gemara, where we brought the Braita, we got the second day, according to Rabbi and Rabbi Teira, we got Rabbi Akiva's Pshat, that it was the sixth day, which like really seems out of there. It turns out that they were all basically going with the Diyak, in where the Teira writes the Din of Nisach HaMayim, where it's Miranda is the Din of Nisach HaMayim. And yesterday we said that Rabbi Akiva learned Nisacheha, which is the remez on the sixth day, as being the makor of Shnei Nisuchim. So that's the ikr, even though he knows that Nisuch is Mayim, from the remez in the word Mayim, the same way Rabbi Yehuda ben Terah learns it, but we're trying to find a makor in the Terah for there being two separate Nisuchim, the regular Nisuchim that come with the Korbanes, and also the Nisuch HaMayim. And therefore, the only time that we find Nisuch HaLashon Rabin is on the Yom HaShishi, so we start on Yom HaShishi. Today, the Gemara brings an additional shita, not in when to be maskir, but what the makor is in the Torah, where is there a remes to Nisuch HaMayim. Rabbi Natan Omer, it says, Bakodesh HaSeich Nesach Shechar LaHashem. So why does it say HaSeich Nesach? B'shnei Nisuchin HaKatuv Medaber. Clearly the Torah is referring to a double chiyuv of Nisuch. Echad Nisuch HaMayim Echad Nisuch HaYayin. Again, where does it say Mayim here? Eimatar Vayu Dechamra. Maybe they're both Nisuchim of wine. Because if they were both the same, and it's just the Torah is telling us to be machpil the Nisuchim, so then im kein lichtov kro o hasech hesech o nasech nesech. What's this hasech nesech? Why change the tzura of the language? Must be that we're trying to indicate that there are two different types of Nisachim. Shembat minat, it's not simply doubling the Nisachim, but rather chad de maya v'chad de chama.
Was this we're going to see.
Asks the Gemara, according to this, if we're really linking the din of Haskaras HaGishomi to the din of Nisach HaMayim, and something is funny, because Elohad Etznan, we know that we did learn in the Mishnah back in Sukkot that we had there a machlokas about how large the Nisuch HaMayim was and whether Nisuch HaMayim extends it to Shmini Atzeret. So over there it says Nisuch HaMayim Koshiva. The Loshin, the Tanakama over there was the Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days. Who in the world holds all 7 days? Because if we're going to look at where we get the din of Haskara from Nisuch HaMayim, it turns out it's not going according to anybody. Because E Rabbi Yoshua, Neimachad Yoma, according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's only on the last day. Now again, what's the last day? I mean, the Shmini Atzeres is already too late for Nisuch HaMayim. And again, here the Mashmaut is, and there's another question, of course, where did we ever say that Rabbi Yoshua was linked to Nisuch HaMayim? I mean, all Rabbi Yoshua said was that it's a siman klalai. He didn't say anything about Nisuch HaMayim. So that, I think, can serve us as a key to understanding the changes in Rashi in the course of the sugya, as we'll see. But so if we're right in our assumption that everybody, whatever their arguments are, is deep down linking things to Nisach HaMayim, so then according to Rabbi Yeshua, name a Chag Yom, why don't we say that it's only one day, that is the last day of Sukkot. Habishat Hanachato, you put on your lulav on the seventh day. That's the day to do the Nisach HaMayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that we're basker for day six, so you have day six and seven for Nisach HaMayim, which is Trey Yumi. If it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who says that we start on day two because that's the first change in the Lashon of Viniska, so then you only have 6 days left, the Shita Yumi, because you can't have, do it on that first day. Now, what about Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi learns that obviously it could be going according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's not the question. We're trying to see whether it would work out according to anybody else. But, I mean, Lamaisa, when the Gemara asks usually Mani means this is strange because we don't have anybody that matches this Shita. Now, Tosfos indeed yesterday learned that when we came out in the Gemara, that Lo Lamda Reb Eliezer, but this was B'nai Kabbalah, this was from the linkage in the Braisa, Lo Lamda Reb Eliezer Ela Milulav, Tosfos says, back on Amid Beis yesterday, Pirush, Usvirle the Nisuch Lohavi Ad B'sheni. So according to Tosfos, one of the questions that we were asking, remember we asked yesterday, does Reb Eliezer learn it from Nisuch HaMayim, or does he learn it from Lulav? We ended up saying that he learns it from Lulav. Tosfos understood that the difference between those two approaches could also be that is it that it would be the same if he learned it from Nisuch HaMayim, or indeed Nisuch HaMayim only starts on the second day, and therefore it wouldn't tie in with the sugya of Zechiras HaGeshomim. According to that, of course, the Gemara is Kashas Kipshuta, Mani. There's another way of understanding, even if you don't say that, Mani, which is that the Gemara was making the assumption that all of the Shitot, unless we saw otherwise, were linked to Nisuch HaMayim. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer, we learned the Farish and the Braisa, or that's how he's Bekablet B'Rabbi, Gemara Gemirala, we said, that it had nothing to do with Nisuch HaMayim. So of course the Gemara was going, okay, it's a possibility it's Rebbe Eliezer, but the question is, do we see anywhere that there is such a man, the Omar, who says that it's necessarily Nisuch HaMayim is for all 7 days. Okay. So we have three possibilities of what the Gemara's question was vis-a-vis Reb Eliezer. But certainly it doesn't seem that the Mishnah is working out according to anybody else. By the way, there are those who it sounds rather nasty, but there are those who say that the reason the Gemara is ignoring Reb Eliezer is because we don't want to say that the Mishnah was only for Reb Eliezer because he was a Shamuti. So they had that he was either Beit Shammai or Shamuti, that it was Bishamta, that he was in Cherem because of the argument. So they didn't want to say the Mishnah was going with Reb Eliezer. So who was it going according to? So who, normative psak-wise, would this Mishnah be going to? So that Enochinami, Rashi's right, that it, of course Reb Eliezer, but we don't want to make the Mishnah dependent on Reb Eliezer. So anyway, let's go through the Shita. So if it's Rabbi Yoshua, so the most you would say over there is Chad Yuma, if, assuming that he holds the seventh day, although, by the way, the Maharsha tries to say it's the eighth day, which we'll see the problems with as we go through the sugi here. According to Rabbi Akiva, it starts on day six, because that's what he says you're maskirin, based on the remes of Nisachah. So then you've got Trey Yumi. I Rabbi Yerben Besera, you only have Sei Shita Yumi, because he starts on day two. Answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. If it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, he may hold of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah there, in Sukkah, that's non Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloga Yamanasech Kol Shemone. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on the Tanakhama, so Shloisha Lugin and 7 days. He says one Lug and 8 days. So if one Lug and 8 days, then that would mean that even though here we find that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira had the beginning of the Nisuch HaMayim only from day two, from the first remez of the change in the word Nischehem, nonetheless, if he held like Rabbi Yehuda, he'd still be left with 7 days, right? Because we would take out the first day, Mafik Rishon, forget about the first day, we don't do Nisuch on the first day, but then you've still got the eighth day to make up for the missing seventh day. So Shemini Atzeres would be the seventh day. And that would be the meaning of Kol Shiva. No, says the Gemara. That doesn't make sense. Because why are we not doing the Nisuch on day one? Maishna Rishon Dolo. The Cheremize Maya B'Sheni with the Remize. Is it not true that the Remez begins on day two? And that was enough of a reason for us to assume that we actually wouldn't do the Nisuch of Mayim on day one. No, so if that's the case. So then Shmini Nami, why would we do it on the eighth day? Ki Remize Maya B'Shvi with the Remize. In the same way that we have a start point of the Mayim, we have an end point of the Mayim. So the end point of the Mayim is the Mishpatam on the seventh day, so then that's the end. What are we being Isaac and Mayim on the Shmini Atzeret? Therefore, forget about that. That's not a good teretz. If it's linked to Mayim, so it couldn't be that the Mayim, his diak, is the diak is linked to the Rebbe's to Mayim, then Shmini is out of the question. So forget about that. So who would the Mishnah be then? Ela Rabbi Yoshua he. Indeed, it's going, I'll leave the Rabbi Yoshua. So in other words, now we're coming along to say that Enoch Hinami Rabbi Yoshua had no connection, his Shita to the Nisuch HaMayim at all. And the meaning of Nisuch HaMayim, according to Rabbi Yoshua, is not linked to Haskara of Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. We said, well, where did you get it from? It's Hilchos HaGemirin law. That we do Nisuch HaMayim, as we'll see, there's Allah on the Moshe Mi-Sinai. There's no reason, if he's not into any of these Ramazim, to tell me that there's the Bokar and the Torah for Nisuch HaMayim. There's no reason to link it to a particular day. So undoubtedly, he would be the Tana. You notice that he studiously avoided any connection to Nisuch HaMayim in all of his discussions with Rebbe Eliezer. He was only talking about whether it's Peshas Kalala. Nekutzu, according to him, Nisuch HaMayim, that's something you do during Sukkot. You do that all 7 days, not on Shmini Atzeres. This question of Haskara is only now where it's not a Simen Kalola, and that's Dafka on Shmini Atzeres. Now that, of course, would explain the difference. That was in the final Pshat, the way we understand Rabbi Yoshua, is that indeed there's no time during Sukkot that we would mention the Geshamim, because it's always a Simen Kalola. So therefore, we would now understand Mishata Nachato means when you're done with Sukkot. You don't have to. Even if you want to eat, you don't have to eat in the Sukkot anymore. It's not Shmini Atzeres. But where we thought originally there still has to be a day for Nisuch HaMayim, so okay, so according to him, then the Nisuch HaMayim would be that day, and that would be the day that we do the Askara. Okay, so now how do we know that we know for a fact that there is such a law for the Moshe Mi-Sinai? The Omer Abam, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bishom Dechudya, Ish Bikat Bet Choratan, as we've mentioned numerous times in the past, we've had this sugya and discussed it, that Nisuch HaMayim we have as a link to three separate Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. As Rashi learns, these were all, I remember back in Sukkot, these were all asked at the same time, well, how do we know these? And they looked for a Ramazim in the Pasuk, and they ended up on each one saying it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And now one of the people that were there put them together because they had all come out at the same time in the Beit HaMidrash. And these are the three. Eser Netiot, if you have a Beit Sa'ah, which has in it 10 sapling trees spread evenly throughout that Beit Sa'ah. And the Yalach over there is normally that we have a Dinat Tosfos, Tosefet, to the year of Shviit. We're not allowed to do work, Harisha, on the land, even before Shemitah. Rabbanu were very mild, but before, depending on what type of field it was. But certainly you're not allowed to go all the way up to Erev Shviyas, but there was a local Moshe Mi-Sinai that 10 nityot, and not more. Because if they're more than their Eimed Layaker, because they're not going to survive if there's more than 10 within a Beit Sa. Nor less, because if there's less than 10 in a Beit Sa, you don't need to be Charesh the entire Beit Sa. That's how most Rishonim. There are those who learn that there's no halacha mishnah to be matir at all. But if you don't learn that, it means you can only do the area directly around that sapling, which came to the whole charisha on the Beit Sa'ah. But in any event, there is a Kabbalah from Moshe Mi-Sinai that 10 trees within, 10 saplings within a Beit Sa'ah demands the nourishment from the entire Beit Sa'ah, without which the trees will be lost. And so therefore, the Torah was matir going along and taking care of them until mamish Erev Shvias. And the so that's the Eser Netiyot. Arava, which of course was the din that nobody ever heard of until the Halakha L'Moshe Sinai to take the Aravot in the Beit HaMikdash. And Nisach HaMayim. Oh, that too is not a din really in the Torah. All of these are Halakha L'Moshe Sinai. And we pointed out back in Masechet Sukkah that there's a strong linkage in terms of the elements of Mayim between these three. They're not just three random Halakha L'Moshe Sinai's. Sorry?
They accept those halakha.
That's a question. That's a machlokas, actually. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva B'Yom Tov Achron. Now, this is strange. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything from Rabbi Yoshua. It just says Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. In the Braita, which where we introduced the Shitas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Metera, there we had this thing of Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rabbi Yoshua. Here he just says Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva beyond the, not mentioning a word about Rabbi Yoshua. So what happened over here? This apparently is another shita that Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva beyond the Vachar Shachag Archon Maskir Rishonino Maskir, and vice versa when it comes to the time of not mentioning anymore the Geshamim beyond the Varisha Shal Pesach. Now, which Rebbe Yeshua exactly is it referring to? It can't be a standard case where we just have two different versions, Rebbe Yeshua Omer and Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, because I would have said that in the Mishnah. So who is this Rebbe Yeshua that he's quoting? It's certainly not Rebbe Yeshua in our Mishnah, which is Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananiah. Thank you. Ilemi Rebbe Yeshua de Masnitsin. I mean, he said not like that. He said, B'yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chagu Maskir. Nothing about... First, I mean, that may mean the seventh day, but even if it means Shmini Atzeres, and he's saying anything about the first guy in the morning, not saying it in Shacharis, yes, it would mean the evening before. If it would be Rishata Nachato, even if you want to say that it's Shmini Atzeres, certainly Miurta. And who then would it be? Is it then Rabbi Yoshua? In the Rabbi Yeshua, the Braita, that's brought in the Braita itself with Rabbi Yehuda. It says over there, Mishat HaNachato. Furthermore, there's another Braita in which Rabbi Yehuda brings the same sheet in the name of somebody else. The two, Adetanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Arma, Mishum, Ben, Betera. Ha'over, Lifnei, Ateva, Beyom, Tevach, Menshachag, Archon, Maskir. I mean, now I'm really confused. Rabbi Yehuda said this halach in the name of three different people. In our Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yehuda Stam. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda in a Braita quoting Rabbi Yoshua. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda in another Braita quoting Ben Betera. So who is this? I mean, he can't mean Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera was the one who said, B'sheni b'chagu maskir. So he certainly couldn't be the one who says, we start on Shemini Atzeres. So it must be another Ben Betera. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it all works out very well, because there is a Rabbi Yoshua ben Betera. So if Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Rabbi Yoshua ben Betera, and at one point was quoting him as Rabbi Yoshua, and another point quoting him as ben Betera, why would he do that? Oh, it could be it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Betera. Zimnin de Karele Bishmei, Zimnin de Karele Bishmei de Abba. There are times that he was referred to by his family name, and that was by his father's name. Sometimes that he was referred to as Rabbi Yoshua. When was that? Hamikamid Lisbachu. Vodabotar Lisbachu. Rabbi Yoshua, before he got Smicha, was called Ben Betera. Not to be confused with Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. And then after he got Smicha, they started calling him Rabbi Yoshua. So now everything fits in perfectly. Rabbi Yehuda was indeed quoting a Kabbalah that he had from Rabbi Yeshua ben Betera. That appears now in different versions at different points. Tana, the Braisa points out that it's very interesting. We have a minute that we talk about Mashiva Ruach, but that's sort of the way we refer to Askarat Geshamim. Askarat Geshamim means Mashiva Ruach Umarid HaGesha. What's more, we have this whole summertime thing about Morid HaTal. And we even announced that with Mashiva Ruach Morid HaTal. Right? So, And yet, the Braita comes along and says, well, you should know, Tal and Ruchot, there's no chiyuv to say anything about that. I mean, if you want to, you can make things pretty by mentioning the Tal, by mentioning the Ruchot. But lo chivu chachomim la'asim. The chachomim were not mechayiv, you will see why in a moment. The im bala askir maskir, if you want to say it, you can. But if you miss it, you're not doing anything wrong. So if you don't say Morida Tal, it doesn't make any difference. If you just say Morida Geshem and you don't say anything about Mashiva Ruach, it doesn't make any difference. So that these are just purifications, so to speak. Just make the tefillah nicer. But Lamaisa, you won't have to redo your tefillah. Why is this? My time, huh? Omer Rabbi Chanina, because they're not dependent on tefillah. Very interesting. Rain is dependent on tefillah. But wind and tal is not a function of tefillah. Why? They're a completely natural phenomena, and there's no way they're not part of chaotic events like rain, where you have to daven about that you want the rain on you. The world does not work without atmospheric circulation, and the deposit in different temperatures of tal is just the way the world is. There's no way to avoid it. So they're never netzar, because it won't work without tal either. This is the way nature developed. So what are you praying for? It's not going to make any difference one way or the other. We'll see on other days, even if you pray, there shall be no tal. Nobody cares. Nobody's paying any attention. They say what you want. You can demonstrate against the tal and against the ruchot, and it just doesn't register in the tefillah. So since it's a meaningless tefillah, why would the Chachamim mention it? If Lamaisa, you want to point out that together with the Geshem, there's Ruchais, that's nice, and so on, very nice, do so. But certainly it's not part of what is your Aveda Satvila, which is very interesting because it's similar to the story of Maisa Bereshit, right, where there was Eidi Alem in Adam, that didn't require Adam at all. That was just the rising of steam from a cooling earth. But the Geshem, there was no mod. Once again, it goes back to that same story. Can you show me that the Torah tells us that Tal is never stopped? Sure. Take a look at this. It's very strange, by the way. If he was but Toshvei Gilad, why did they call him Elio HaTishbi? Right? So there's an interesting pshat in that he actually was from a town called Toshav, which is Tishbi. Why did we call him Miyoshvei Gilad? So Tosfos brings that there was hardly anybody that lived in Gilad anymore. Because after the civil war with Pelegesh Begiva, there was almost no one left to live in Gilad. So people had come in who were just passerbys. It was sort of like a ghost town where people would settle in, you know, while they were panning for gold. But so it wants to tell you that Eliyo actually settled in Gilad, whatever implications there are for that. But that he is somebody that is called Tishbi, Al Shem Toshav. And the Kiddush is that it's Miyoshve from Yavish Gilad. In the war with Binyamin. I'm sorry. Mayom Eliyahu, that's really a silly place to stop. Mayom Eliyahu, Tishbi Mitoshve Gilad Elachav. Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amarti Lefanav. Im Yeh Shanim Ha'ela Talum Atar Ki Im Lefi Dvarai. We're going to talk about it in a minute. So why did he mention Talum Atar? We'll get to that. But then, when Hashem tells him, Lechei Ra'e Elachav, go show yourself to Achav, because now we're going to change everything. And it doesn't say anything about Tal. It says, V'etnam matar al pnei adama. V'ilu tal lo komale. Why didn't he tell Achav, now we're going to put back the Tal in the matar? He only mentioned the matar. So he didn't mention that my time. Obviously, the reason that it wasn't mentioned is Bishum de lo miatzer, because it wasn't going to be anyway, had never been absurd. There had been tal the whole time. So what would be the point then of saying, and I'm going to put tal there. They'll laugh at you if you say that. So I don't get it. So if the tal is not going to be Atzur, so Eliyahu Ishtavu El Amalek. Why was Eliyahu mentioning it in his Shmua, Talu Matan? I mean, so everybody asks on the Gemara, so then, I mean, it should ask, why did he make a Shmua? Not why did he bother mentioning it? It turns out it was a lie, the Shmua. He swore he had Talu Matan. And of course there would be Talus. It was a Shmua Shav. That's what it should have asked. Indeed, there's some Achronim who say that's what it means. That we're asking, why did he do that? Because it ends up being a Shvua Shav. But Lamaisa, one could say that the Shvua was that I'm making a Shvua, there won't be Talum Atar. The Tal there will be, but there won't be Talum Atar. The Gemara is cautious, so then why mention it? I mean, there's no point. Just say the Matar. Says the Gemara, because I'm telling you that there won't be any useful tal for you. Afilu tal de bracha nami loaz. Yeah, you'll see that there'll be, of course, due. But what you won't note is that due is not going to do you any good. That I'm telling you. And you'll see very clearly that the mutter. So wait. So if that's the case, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, tell Achav that we're bringing it back, that there will be tal shel bracha. No, that's Mishum de lo minkara milta. That's the whole point. Achav won't be able to tell the difference directly, but what's he going to do? Take it to a lab and see whether it's tal de bracha? So he's not going to see that difference. So therefore, what's the point? He'll laugh at you. You'll say, all right, you'll see there's going to be tal. Ah, come off it, guy. It's tal yesterday. I mean, it's going to be tal. So therefore, he doesn't mention it in terms of the oath, so to speak, it's coming back. But the shvua was still a shvua. I want you to know that nothing's going to grow. Not even those things that generally would grow just off of the dew. It's not going to be there to be matzmiach anything. And what about the ruchot? Ruchot, minolon de lo miatzri? How do we know that you will always have to have the circulation of the atmosphere?
That is connected to the man. There's a reda to tell on a man, you a man, all of the...
You know, I hope you're not going to ask me every reference to Tal and throughout the Torah. If you have a kasha, to say the kasha. Omrem Yeshua ben Levi, the Omar Kro ki ke arba ruchot hashamayim pirasti etchem ne'um Hashem. I have scattered you, seems to be saying, like the four corners, the four winds of the earth. Now, what? Explain that pasuk to me, Michael. What's the Navi saying exactly over here? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is like this: I have scattered you to the four corners of the earth. Maybe that's the pshat. I mean, so then why does it say ki arba? Ki arba doesn't make any sense. Then it should say iachi ki arba bi arba mi boilek. I scattered you in, to, towards, whatever. Alochi karma, the only meaning of the pasuk here, Zechariah is to tell me, kishem she'i'efshar lo'olam b'lo ruchot, kach i'efshar lo'olam b'lo Yisrael, that I have made you so fundamental, hey Richie, so fundamental to the survival of the world, that you're like the very winds themselves. And if there wouldn't be any Yisrael, you'd survive about as long as you would on the earth without any atmospheric circulation. So, there you see that it must be that that's a definition of what is needed for the world's survival. So you see that Ruchot cannot be Me'atza. It's not all about New Orleans. Elohi kamar, kishem she'i'efshar lo'olam b'lo Ruchot, kach i'efshar lo'olam b'lo Yisrael. Omri b'chanina, the practical implication to this would be that if b'yemota chama you say b'ashiva ruach, that's fine. I mean, you want to make the feel nice by saying b'ashiva ruach, so you're not doing anything wrong. Certainly there will be ruach, even during the summer. If you say morida geshem, then what comes out of this whole sugya is that's inappropriate, and therefore mazirinato, because we said that that's a kolala. Certainly not, don't want you to say your tefillah in a way that's destructive. So there you say it again. On the other hand, during the winter, If you don't say Mashiva Ruach, you just say Mori Ragesh, fine. Did anybody need you for the Ruchot? In Machzirinoto. But on the other hand, Lo Amar Mori Ragesh, where that's what we need, since the Geshomim can be Netzarim, so over there Machzirinoto, because that was the Tvila that was missing. Now a central element of Tvila is the Tvila on rain. You're missing the Tvila on rain. Say the Amida over again. Velo Ode. And you know what? This extends so far that even somebody who wants to protest against the Tal and against the winds, and you can imagine there may be people in New Orleans that are protesting against the winds, and he says, therefore, in his Tvila, that Mavira Ruach, can we just stop the wind? And Mafriach HaTal, get it out of here, the Tal. Doesn't matter. In Mazzarinoto, it makes no difference. Because anyway, nobody's paying attention. But what's interesting, like from here, that somebody who stomp throws in junk into his tefillah, it's like junk DNA. It doesn't make any difference. We ignore it. It's not the pshat. We call it a hefsek in the tefillah. Why is it a hefsek in the tefillah? Very, very interesting.
What about travelers asking for the rain and stuff like
that? Travelers don't ask
for the rain.
It's a brilliant question. Of course, that wouldn't be Nagia, the Tvias. There it's referring to the traveler's personal Tvila.
This is would be a problem.
Which we'll see later on. We're going to talk about that with the story of Choni HaMe'agil. So what do you think? Interesting view.
My brother has this idea of Tvila Shah, but I did not make it clear.
Tvila Shah? I know what it is. It's okay. But what do you do about this? Why is it a hefsek? Different issue. That's not talking about in the middle of one hefsek. It's talking about a guy stop walking them on. But over here, the question is, why isn't it a mean? Okay. Interesting thing. I mean, we had this big deal about hefsek when it came to the Kia Shofar over there. Another call was really a big problem. Over here, a cold tefillah that said the wrong thing doesn't seem to bother us. Says the Gemara. Now, Tana. The Avimu Biruchot, there's a brighter that points out something else we didn't talk about, and that was the clouds. So here, the brighter adds, Ba'avimu Biruchot lo chivu chachomim la'askir. The Torah, the chachomim were not mechayev us to mention in our tefillah anything about the beautiful clouds. So we don't have to say, Mikashera Avim, Umorida Tal, Mashiva Ruach, all those things are not necessary. So Mikasher Avim is not part of our tefillah. In Bala Askir, somebody who wants to say it, Askir, the same way you could say Morida Tal, he could also say Mikasher Avim. So my taima, the addition over here would have to be that it's not required because Mishum Delo Miatzre. It's impossible that there shouldn't be clouds as long as there's water vapor on the earth. So who needs your tefillah for that? Wait a minute, Velomi Hatsu, you're telling me that there's never any stoppage of clouds? Vatani Rav Yosef. Didn't Rav Yosef say that the meaning in Kriyat Shema of the Yatzarat HaShamayim, how do you stop the heavens? It means you stop the clouds. That's what it means. The clouds in the skies, the Yatzarat HaShamayim. That means Mina Avim, Umina Ruchot. Wait a minute. Why does it have to mean that? You just stop the sky from circulating. Stop the sky from bringing water vapor. Maybe it just means the simple meaning is stop the sky from rain. I mean, that's not the main idea. No, because it says, so what's the point? If you want to say, lo yematar, just say, lo yematar. Or if v'atzarat ha-shamayim means there's no rain, just say, v'atzarat ha-shamayim. I understand that means lo yematar. If you're telling me there's two separate things, atzirat ha-shamayim lo yematar, then the matar is different from the shamayim. The shamayim means clouds and wind. So hare matar amur, hama ani mekayim v'atzirat ha-shamayim, min ha-avim and min ha-ruchot. So now we got a problem. Kashi ruchot ha-ruchot, kashi avim ha-avim. So now we have a contradiction. Before we said the ruchot are never atzurim. The clouds are never answering. And that was the reason that we don't have to be maskir. And now you're telling me that they are. V'yatzarat ha-shamayim. Says the Gemara, avim a'avim lo kasha. That's not a problem, the part about the clouds. Because there are two sets of clouds. Haba charpi, haba afli. There's clouds that come before the rain. That you can't be otzer. The rain comes from clouds. So there's not, if you're going to have rain, you're going to have clouds. And that's, there's no point in mentioning that. But what we're talking about over here is haba afli. You have clouds that follow the rain. And we'll see that those are useful in terms of agriculture. Okay, but that's, that we're talking about the different set of clouds. And when we say lo netzarot, we mean clouds as a whole are not netzarot, and therefore there's no need to be masked. And how about uruchot? Uruchot aruchot are also lo kasha. Haberuach mitzuya, haberuach sheina mitzuya. It depends. You're talking about just the natural circulation of the air. Obviously, there's circulation of air. That's never netzar. When it says over here what's netzar is powerful wind. Okay, so therefore we're not masked because the ruach isn't netzar. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. But a ruach she'ena mitzuya is absolutely necessary because the ruach mitzuya is not strong enough to turn your wind electric generators. And therefore, we should need a tefillah to keep them going. Where are you going to get your electricity from? Not chas v'shalom, by burning things, I hope. Actually, the Gemara has a different question. The Gemara's question is, how are you going to do your winnowing if you don't have a ruach sheina mitzuya? Ruach mitzuya is not sufficient to separate out the wheat from the chaff. So you should have to daven for an agricultural requirement. And therefore, we should be masked the ruchas, because the ruchas, sheina mitzuyas, are indeed netzarot. Ask the Gemara, but a ruach sheina mitzuya chazi levedari, isn't it necessary for your winnowing process? Answers the Gemara, efsher benapfasa. You could always turn on a fan. You turn on a fan, Rashi says, what's an apfasa? Fan. We've had this before, if you remember. So you can always use a fan for your... Actually, it says fan.
Minafnef.
Minafnef, yeah. Yeah, but he was talking about driving very quickly around it.
German the German is a fun.
It's a fun? Oh, there you go. Fun. Fun. Yeah.
I don't understand. Right. You say it's not part of the fila, but there's three parts of the fila, so it's not in the shevach, and it's not in the abakasha, but... Aren't these things that are...
You see an amazing... It's a very good argument. Does everybody understand Scott's question? The haskara is not the bakasha. So if the haskara is only begeta shevach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why should we not be mishabeach on the way it is? Right? So as you see from here, an amazing thing, that which is not part of the avedas hatfila doesn't register as part of the Shevach of Tefillah. So there's those things that are given in nature, that would where our presence in nature is irrelevant. Those are not the things through which we relate to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. But what about Avodah?
Even in terms of Shevach.
Even in terms of Avodah? Yeah.
In terms of Avodah, we mention everything together because it's the Ein Lo Sof. That's what we say. Everything. All.
Even the fixed things.
Well, I mean, it depends how you understand the Nisim, the Nisecha, the Nifloi Secha, Shebachol Yom Yimonu. I mean, that's, if we view ultimately nature as Nisecha, Niflo Techa, that's included. But we don't sit back and just thank God for the fact that there is existence. Well, why don't we do that? It's the specific element that we, in Tefillah I'm talking about. We do have the Yotzer Or, we have things like that, we have Shakol Niyad Bidvaro, but in terms of Tefillah, Avedas HaTefillah, even the Shevach, which is part of Tefillah, is a Shevach, particularly in terms of his Anhoga. And Anhoga that's responsive Anhoga. And otherwise, it's just viewed as part of nature. It's a Pella. It's such a brilliant thing, because again, traces right back to my separation. The only place of Adam in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitavel tefillatan shel tzadikim, and that's the whole point of Maaseh Bereishit, is where it comes to the things that change because of Adam's tefillah. And that was the rain. So this is a very fundamental, it's an amazing thing, because it appears in Moed and not in Brachas. But these are all issues that you think were clarifying the aspect of Emunah, which is Seder Zvayim, Vayah Emunah Titecha. Instead, they clarify the element of Itecha, something that has to be explored further. Okay.
Isn't
it a tomato? Not necessarily. No, Hurricane Matzia means a nice, good, powerful word. Yeah, no, those we don't.
Part of the Tfilat HaDerech, when you're up in an airplane, you don't want a Ruach Lomit.
Tan, Ha'avim v'haruchot shniot l'matar. The winds and the clouds are second only to the rain themselves. So in other words, they're just as useful. You have the rain, right after that comes the value of these avimu ruchot. So it's like, what's that referring to? Omar ulav yitemer Rabbi Yehuda, what we're talking about are clouds, rain, and winds that show up after the rain. So it's the batar mitra. Now over there, it uses the wind and the clouds to allow the water that's there to do more for the agriculture, instead of just evaporating it out right away, and instead of being burned by the sun. Like this, you have clouds, and that allows for absorption. And you have the wind, which now keeps the plants moving around, instead of just soaking down. And there you also have a secondary effect of mortar, so they're both very valuable. Yes, the Gemara, wait a second. The Mema de Malyute, that's something that's good? I thought it's something that's terrible. V'aktiv, does it not say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, chas v'shalom, the curses that come on us, and the tochacha, it says, yitein Hashem et mitar arzacha, avak v'afar min ha-shamay, that God will make the rain into dust and dirt. And ula, my goodness, it's the same man the armor. Ula, v'yitein Rabbi Yehuda, the same man the armor who said over here that it's a great thing to have wind after rain, says the meaning of that is Zika the Batar Mitra, wind that comes after the rain, bringing with it dust and dirt that now attaches itself to the damp plant, surrounds it with mud, and basically destroys the plant, which now can't get any sunlight and is plastered down to the ground. So what are you telling me? It's a good thing now to have after the rain. It's a good thing to have wind. Oh, gosh, I mean, come on. I mean, obviously, I mean, there's a difference. Adata necha, adata razi. I mean, we're talking about if you've got a gentle wind, that's great. If you've got a powerful wind that is dragging along like a sandstorm kind of wind, which is bringing along with it all types of dirt, I mean, obviously, that's a klal. I mean, use your mind. Certainly, if you've got something that's going to be depositing mud on the plants, it's bad. Zika the Batar Mitra, Kimitra. If you've got a wind that follows a rain, it's as useful as the rain itself. Eva the Batar Mitra, Kimitra. Clouds after the rain are useful like rain. Shimsha the Batar Mitra, Kitre Mitre. And if you've got now sunlight that comes at the right time after the rain so that it can start growing immediately, that's as good as two rains. So what isn't good? I mean, everything sounds good. Lemute mai, what is not useful? Well, lemute gilei delaila. First, one of the things that's not good is what we call heat lightning, which is just that light that you see in the nighttime, sheet lightning. It's called heat lightning in some places, sheet lightning. So over there, that doesn't do any good to the plants. And shimsha debeni karchi, when you've got sudden shafts of light, of sunlight that come between clouds that are uneven, so there's never adjusting for light or dark, and the plant, that's not useful. Omar Rava Mali Tilga Laturi Kechamisha Mitre La'ara. One snow on a mountain is as useful as five rains on the open ground, because since it melts gradually, it seeps into the ground instead of running off, fills up your aquifers, and you've got much more useful. And I'll show you a passage. Shenema, take a look. at the way that the Torah talks about the Sheleg. Ki la Sheleg Yomar, Hevei Aretz. God said to the snow, be for the earth. And then it says, V'geshem Matar, V'geshem Mitrot Uzo. So you have Geshem, Matar, Geshem, and Mitrot equals five. So you see that one Sheleg is the equivalent of those five Geshamim. V'yomar Rava, Talga Laturi. The best thing, if you're a mountain, what you're waiting for is the snow. And Nitra Razuli Lani, if you're a tree, what you're waiting for is a heavy rain. Mitra Necha Lepiri, what you want is a more gentle rain for the grain. And Urpila is what we call just a drizzle, but it's that type of drizzle that's almost like a mist. No, it's beautiful. Right?
You don't get it here, but
yeah.
It's...
But Urvila, Afila Parsita de Tute Kala Mahanya, that is so penetrating, ultimately, that even if you've got a seed that's been long stuck deep down under a gush, where it never really gets enough softening to be able to sprout, that even gets that moving. And that's... Take a look at the meaning of the word my Urpila. Why do we call that type of rain an urpila? Urupili. That's what the word means. Urupili means wake up the cracks. Meaning wake up those things that are inside the cracks and haven't seen light until now. And come on out. V'yomar Rava. Haitzur b'mirabonim domi lepartzita detute kala. A tamut chacham is like a seed that's hiding under one of those cracks. The kiva the navat. Once he starts now coming into his own, and the people now know him as a Talmud Chacham, he just keeps
no stopping him,
which is very interesting because of course one of our unstoppables was Yeravam ben Navat, which is he was known for his title. All right, but we'll see now. We're going to get into a lot of interconnections with people and brains and so on. So we'll see.
Oh, sure.
I think you're up to four.
I wait till after the Hoshea. The Hoshea's over now. That's right.
What about Chazara? Gimel? Tanya Rabbi Nosram Rabbi Kodesh Asech Nesach Shechal Hashem Mishnei Nisuchin HaKatuv Medaber Echon Nisuch HaMayim Echon Nisuch HaYayin Ema Tavayod HaChamran Ken Nechtov Rakro O Hasech Hesech O Nasech Nesach May Hasech Nesach Shema Amino Echad Amayim Echad HaChamran Over there in Sukkot, it's done. So now take out the first day, put in the eighth day, and you're left with 7 days. Maishna Rishon, no, the law. So for the same reason, Shmini Nami is out. Because Kira Mizumaya Bishviu, there are Mizis. That doesn't work. Ella, it's Rabbi Yoshua Yiv, and Nisachamayim Koshiva. That has nothing to do with Askaras Gishamim, and that's Yochata Gemirila. Yom Ravam, Yom Rabbi Yochan, Mishab Rabbi Nechunish, Bikat, Beit Choratan, Eser Netiyot, Aravav, and Nisachamayim, Aloch, and Lamashim, Sinai. Rabbi Yudar, Mishum, Rabbi Yoshua. העובר לפני התיבה ביום טוב האחרון של חג האחרון מזכיר ראשון אינו מזכיר ביום טוב הראשון של פסח הראשון מזכיר האחרון אינו מזכיר רבי יהושע אילם רבי יהושע בצניסין אמר ביום טוב האחרון של חג הוא מזכיר without this difference אלו רבי יהושע the brighter אמר משעת הנחתו furthermore עד התניה רבי יהודה in another brisa in where he quotes Ben Batera העובר לפני התיבה ביום טוב האחרון של חג האחרון מזכיר who's Ben Batera all of a sudden it can't be Rabbi Yudah ben Matera. He's the one who said B'sheni b'chagu maskir. Boy, is Rabbi Yudah getting us mixed up. Omer Yaakov bar Yitzchak. Well, the answer suggests itself, doesn't it? The Heber Rabbi Yoshua ben Matera. Zin in the Karla B'shmei. V'zin in the Karla B'shmei the Abba. V'ha mekamid l'smachu v'ala matar l'smachu. Tana b'talo b'ruchot lo chivu chachamim la'askir. V'imbo la'askir maskir. My time on b'chanina. L'fishay netzern anyway. Tell me, none of the Lomi Atzer, the Chtiva Yomre, Leo Atishbi Mitoshvei Gilad Alachab, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amarati Lefanab, Im Iya Hashanim Ha'ela Talo Matar, Ki Im Lefi Dvarai, Buchtiv Lechei Ra'el Achab, Vetna matar al pnei adama viluta lo kamar my time. Mishum lo meatzer. Why did Eli Yoh mention it? Okay, Carmel, I feel it all the bracha nami lot. So if that's the case, why not mention it now? Lahadir latal the bracha. That's mishum de lo min krabiota. Okay, Rucho, minana de lo miatzam, Rav Yerusha ben Levi Yom HaKraki, Yikyar Baruch HaTashamayim, Yeras Yetchem HaMash. Explain, my Carmel, Ilai Malki Carmel HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael, I've spread you out Be'arba Ruchi De'alma. Why does it say Ki'ar Ba'ch Stay Be'arba? Elohi Carmel, Kishem, Shiyevshal Olam Belo Ruchot, Kach Yevshal Olam Belo Yisrael. Omri B'chanina Hilka, V'imot HaChama Amar Mashiv HaRuach, In Magzinanoto. Omar Morida Geshem, Magzinanoto. V'imot HaGishamim Lo Amar Mashiv HaRuach, In Magzinanoto, because it never matters. But Lo Amar Morida Geshem, then you are Magzinanoto. V'lohod, Afilo Amar Ma'avira Ruach, or Ma'friya Chatal, In Magzinanoto. Tana be'avimu buruchot lo chivu chachamim la'azkir, v'imba la'azkir maskir. My time, mishum de lo mi'atzer. Lo mi'atzer? But Tana of Yosef v'atzarat ha'shamayim. That means mina'avimu mina'ruchot. Ataomer, we asked in mina'avimu mina'ruchot. Maybe it means mina'matar. No, no, no. It says v'lo yematar. Are matar amur? Amani mekayim atzarat ha'shamayim. Mina'avimu mina'ruchot. So now kashi ruchot ha'ruchot. Kashi avim ha'avim. Avim avim lo kasha ha bachar pe ha ba'achle. Ruchot ha ruchot lo kasha baruch mitzuya ha baruch sheinu mitzuya. But a ruch sheinu mitzuya is absolutely necessary because it's chazi v'leidari. It's not absolutely necessary because it's turon afen. Tana, avim va ruchot shmiot lo matarechi ba'amin. Amar ula vitem Rabbi Yehuda. This refers to the batar mitra. You're saying that's good? Remember the ma'al yutik v'achtiv yitem Hashem et batar tzicha avak v'yafar and ula explained that. If you tell me Rabbi Yehuda, that's a reference to Zikud about our mitra. Lokasha, Adonai, one is Male Avak, one is not Male Avak. Vyom Rabbi Yehuda, Zikud about our mitra is as good as mitra. Even about our mitra is as good as mitra. Shimshin about our mitra is as good as trey mitra. So what isn't good? Lemuta gili delaylaya of a shimshin of any kind. Omar Rava, Mali Talga leturei. Kechamisha mitre liara, shirema, kila shelag yomar heve aretz, vegeshem matar, vegeshem mitrotuzo. The Omar Rabba Tilga is good for Turi, mitra raz is good for Iloni, mitra neche is good for Pire, and Rupila, that's good for anything that ails you. Afilo pratsita tutute kala, mahanyale, my Urpila, Urupili, the Omar Rabba. By the way, I forgot to mention, Rashi learns Uru Pile. One shot may be not Uru in the sense of wake up, but fill out, meaning let all those cracks fill in, because it softens everything. V'yomar Rav, Aitzurim Rabbanan, Domina Parcida, the Tutikala, Kiman the Navat,